friends. Welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Jack at Jack Not John, Vic at VWeb, and today we're talking about the WGC in Memphis. Brooks Koepka came out on top. We're talking about NFL training camp. We're talking a little baseball, and we're finishing up with some e-sports, because that apparently is where all the money is. Why are we podcasting? Why aren't we playing video games?
I'm regretting not pursuing any type of shooting game. I think I only did sports games. Never really gotten into Call of Duty. Never
shooting?
I mean, James Bond, GoldenEye, and 64 is all time, but...
Big
you know,
deer.
It was always just sports. This is never going to be anything.
Same.
Except for what I can
I'm a big deer hunter guy till this day. I always seek out a good Brooklyn bar with a good shooting game where I could throw in a couple bucks and shoot some elk.
I was going to say it was always the weird kids that were playing the shooting games. Yeah. It was like you never
the ones
wanted
you got to watch out for.
The ones that
it's the quiet
the ones,
ones
that like shooting.
it's the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
The quiet ones, exactly.
Spend hours of a time inside a dark room, surround sound.
It's weird.
By the way, you guys recall I was really bad at video games always.
You just didn't like them.
I couldn't get into it. My thumbs didn't move at that pace. I mean, I'm like triple jointed.
Vic and I
real sports.
I think that we used to play, no joke, 10 hours of NBA 2K a week for years.
I don't
years
see you years. Holding a $3 million check.
No, is there competitive?
No, there was for a while. There was Madden was big for a long time.
There's a 2K league.
It was in an Entourage episode also. No, that was Fight Night, boxing, whatever. Either way, it was
don't believe everything you sports. Watch, Vic.
I'm just saying, they're out there. There are tournaments.
No, there's a 2K league that's owned by the NBA. The Knicks have a team.
And you compete for money?
Well, they have a team. It's not like you could go try it. This isn't Invincible with...
No, but you play...
It's a league.
For money.
I think it's like the NBA. Do you say the NBA is for money?
Yes.
So then,
you get paid.
Money.
Like they're on salary?
Yeah, they're on salary.
That's cool.
Hilarious.
Very cool. There are even kids that are getting scholarships to major schools for esports. Isn't that crazy?
That's, you know.
Who's got the best team? Like Dayton or something?
I actually.
Western Kentucky.
I heard Maryland has a strong esports squad.
Under Armour.
Very, very strong. Actually, my favorite game growing up was Tiger Woods, but recently it went to Rory McIlroy's game for a little bit, which was a little strange, and then it was just flat out discontinued.
I mean, we all know why that happened. Tiger was sort of discontinued himself for about 7 years.
I guess that's
Ben,
true.
You seem real distraught. I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a really good passive game. You just play a couple of holes. You turn it off.
Yeah, you get out there, you break a sweat, you walk a couple holes, and you're done. You go out and you play four.
Who's breaking the sweat?
Me.
Tiger.
Me
in video game mode.
And Ben.
In video game mode. Yeah.
No,
sure.
You on the couch, you're breaking a sweat. You're sweating. It's tense. You're out there at Pebble Beach, the course of your choosing, St. Andrews, and you're starting to break a sweat.
It's great.
When you got Brooks Koepka ahead of you, you're Tiger Woods, and you're like, fuck, I don't think I'm going to catch this guy. He keeps driving the ball 405 yards straight down the fairway.
Speaking of which, nobody can beat this guy because he's just an animal. If he doesn't win, he comes in second. Every single week. And why aren't we betting him every single week? He's at least 8-1 and wins. And he won again in Memphis.
He's beasting. I mean, he's not even an animal. He is the machine. We are not going to stop applauding Brooks Koepka on this podcast. The guy, unbelievable. We've said it about the majors. He's the only fifth golfer ever to finish in the top five in all four majors in the same year.
Nice greenie.
You got that. He got this is his seventh, I think, tournament win overall. Yep. He's on an incredible run.
Some year he's putting together.
But look, we can keep talking about Brooks Koepka. All it's going to do is make me sweat even more than I already am right now. I mean, he's on fire. I'm on fire from talking about how he's on fire.
Rory gets me going, you know?
He got me going this weekend.
Yeah, he did. You and I caught a couple... We caught a couple holes.
Well, they were paired together on the last day because they were both. No, no, Rory was leading going into Sunday.
You're damn right.
WGC in Memphis. Hot, humid Memphis.
Don't touch me, Vic. Jesus.
I wish you guys could see Vic. He is just pouring out.
I just don't even understand at this point.
Are you wearing a garbage bag under that shirt?
I need a permanent towel. I need that towel that like cooling technology like Serena Williams had. Yeah,
my new app. My new app could solve it.
Dwayne Wade used to have it.
Maybe you shouldn't have worn heavy flannel in August.
Dude, it's not flannel. It's like a half. Okay, the truth is that I sweat through the other shirt I was wearing today.
Chukka boots?
This was the backup shirt.
You're wearing a coat. You look like you're wearing a coat.
Well, I couldn't have worn what I was wearing today, so.
Good.
What were you wearing today?
A shirt that was a lighter color and then turned to a darker color.
That's better than lumberjack flannel.
You know what? If Paul Bunyan were here right now, I'm sure he'd give me a high five.
Honestly, it's a little lighter than it looks.
Exactly.
I don't know if Brooks would be seen wearing that, but.
Brooks would have tore through this with his
guns. Oh, yeah.
He would have ripped through it. By the way, thank God Rory McIlroy bounced back because what we saw last week. Missing the cut in Ireland. It's one of the most embarrassing things ever.
I think it was just a lot of pressure. I mean, you really saw it. And what Rory said afterwards, it's like, these people came here for me. I mean, relax, Rory. They did, but like, you're also in a tournament with like a bunch of pro golfers.
These people came here for him.
Yeah, he's the hometown hero. But I think there was just a lot of pressure. As we said last time, it was the second time that it had been there since like the 50s or early 70s, something
It was 50s,
the 40s.
Something
it was the
weird.
Second time.
And it's just a lot of pressure. But he's a top three golfer in the world, and he bounced back. And the leaderboard this weekend was awesome. You had John Rahm up there.
I love John Rahm.
Yeah, John Rahm's great. Obviously, Koepka, Rory, and some other guys. But John Rahm,
John Rahm.
Leaderboard.
John Rahm.
A very, very
great
fit,
name.
Very fit leaderboard. They all wear very tight
Arizona
shirts.
State guy.
Who?
John Rahm.
He's an Arizona State guy?
Is.
Wow.
Yeah.
ASU.
Yeah.
What's the name? The Torches?
Sun Devils.
Sun Devils.
The Torches.
They have a torch in their logo.
That's NYU, like the Flames.
The human torch was denied a bank loan. Yeah.
No, but isn't it? Don't they have a torch in their logo?
They do,
stop,
but that doesn't mean they're the
Torches.
Saying
things that relate to fire because I'm only burning up. By the second, and I'm not going to last.
I'm not going to last
a full dose today.
It's really coming down.
We might have to kick you out.
I may have to take my shirt off.
Something's happening. You're like
you're exuding heat. You're making us all sweaty.
It's making me uncomfortable.
I say we get a little closer. Nice. You don't mind.
Yeah. Well.
So what do we have coming up in golf? Because I know we were invited to
the Northern Trust.
To the Northern Trust. That's coming up. Afterwards,
Jersey City.
BMW.
It's local. Yeah, but you won't let us go.
Nope, we're not going. We'll be watching on a TV.
Because
we'll be out of state.
Because it's your birthday.
We'll be working remotely.
We'll film it. You know what we'll do?
I just
came up with this.
What?
I didn't just come up with it, but we'll get a couple Kodak cameras. We'll hand them out. Everybody take some pictures, and I'll ask somebody to go develop it. Vic, you free on the Tuesday following the birthday weekend?
Are you saying that they go to the Northern Trust and take pictures?
You're
done with the Northern Trust.
No, done. Northern Trust isn't happening. Get it out of your head.
So now we're talking about your birthday, Vermont, and you want to talk about Kodak pictures when we were talking about the Northern Trust.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to be clear.
Yep.
And because of that, now we're going to talk about NFL training camp. It all came full circle.
Yeah.
For an injury update, all of the Giants are fucked. Everybody's injured. Every single wide receiver is injured. Golden Tate, we signed. Injured. Victor Cruz,
Tate's suspended.
Tate's suspended.
Four games, and he's gonna appeal.
Because of some treatment he took, he didn't know what was in it until 2 months after he took it. But then again, why didn't you come forward and just say, hey, I took this crap, it's not gonna go through on the test.
It's been a really dead training camp. If Golden Tate suspended for four games is like
news.
Is front cover
that's,
NFL.
That's
news.
One part. That's one. I mean, the Giants
agree?
As a whole. You've Corey
and
Coleman,
Corey
the ACL's
Coleman
done.
Also. Corey
Sterling
Coleman hasn't
Shepherd,
been relevant.
Sterling Shepherd hurt his ankle.
Corey Coleman hasn't been relevant in 2 years, and suddenly he's right below the Golden Tate headline.
Totally. Corey Coleman.
A bum that was on the Browns.
A bum.
Went to the Buffalo Bills, got cut. Had no idea who was on the Giants, by the way.
I mean, it's good for all fantasy owners for Saquon Barkley, because that guy's going to have...
He said that
he's gonna have 3,000 yards.
I don't think there's any bad news other than an injury to Saquon. That like there's no news that could be bad on Saquon because he's an absolute beast and he's gonna put up an incredible year. But for Giants fans, for all you guys who are calling for Eli's exit, I actually think this is a blessing in disguise. Nobody could play well with this wide receiver core.
Nope, no one.
So you're throwing Eli out there. He's gonna suck. And honestly, I think he'll realize, you know, I got two rings here. Let me just mentor Daniel Jones. And I think you guys are going to get your franchise quarterback a little earlier than you might have hoped or expected.
I don't know what the actual over-under is in Vegas. I'd love to check it. But I'm going to pin the Giants on three games, over-under three games.
Until Daniel Jones starts? Or
wins? Yeah, you got to have a half
over-under. Okay, over-under 3.5 wins.
All right, that is Brown. Even the Browns, as horrible as they were when they went, when they went 0-16, they were still given 4.5.
Is that true?
You have to give if it
was
something.
I don't think it was.
I think it was because I know somebody who had it.
They had the over?
Under.
Thank God. All right, fine.
If they got 4.5.
So 4.5.
I'd take the under.
Vic?
Over. Somehow. Some way.
They don't have
Odell
anymore.
By the way, Tate's suspension could easily be... I think
under.
Reduced.
I think under. I think that Saquon wins you three games and nobody wins you any others. You can't throw the ball. The Giants' O-line apparently is completely reconstructed, and so Saquon Barkley is going to be able to run the ball, but you have nobody to throw the ball to. They have no receivers.
Evan Ingram.
Yes, you can throw the ball to Evan
Ingram.
He's
actually a decent tight end.
He's a good tight end. Who's the tight end for the Jets?
Chris Herndon, my boy.
No, who? There was another guy.
Chris Herndon,
they have
my
a
boy.
Bunch of guys. They sound like four guys this summer.
It's Herndon, Vic.
All right.
Knock
we'll
it
see.
Off.
We'll see.
But he's out four games, too, because he was sipping the same thing as Golden Tate.
But at least,
a little higher dosage.
At least Giants fans can know that they are not the worst team in football, because there is no doubt that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be the worst team in football.
It's really? So sad.
I don't.
Do you think that, too, the Bengals?
A.J. Green is now out for the year.
Not out for the year. He's out
six to eight weeks.
Well, sorry, he's out for eight games.
Where do you get eight games? The league starts in a month.
Look, to 8 weeks, you have Andy Dalton, who sucks. The whole team sucks.
Tyler Boyd.
They suck.
Have you heard Tyler Boyd speak?
Why? He's very... What about him?
Have you heard him?
He doesn't speak.
Why?
It's not great.
Really?
Yeah. When you get home... I want you to
Google Tyler Boyd speaks.
Yeah, put it on the big screen. I want you to get next to Claudia, give her a good cuddle, and watch a little Tyler Boyd interview.
All right.
The guy doesn't speak English. I don't know what it is.
He doesn't speak English.
They were asking him a question, and
but he's American.
I think so.
He's American, but he doesn't speak.
He attempts to speak English, but it's not great. It's like an old Derek. It's like a Derek Rose 2013 thing.
Really?
Remember when we...
Yeah,
like,
where he doesn't speak.
What's up with Derek Rose? Yeah, why does his MVP speech sound like he's eating chips? Shit, Vic, you're getting me hot, man.
You're really just...
I'm turning into Tyler Boyd because I'm just going to reserve...
It's like a radiator over here. What the fuck, man?
Dude, you know, I think it's safe to say this shirt's going in the trash after this one. There's some injuries, but the bigger issue is the holdouts, because all these fantasy owners out there are starting to think, well, who am I going to draft? Because Ezekiel Elliott is not signed. Melvin Gordon is not signed. Michael Thomas is not signed.
Well, they're signed. They're just holding out.
No, but that's a...
No, it's to get deals. They're not going to play.
But they're signed for this year.
So fantasy owners are worried.
Yeah.
The teams are slightly worried. They're all in different stages, which is something I want to go. So Mickey Loomis, the GM for the Saints, says it's a business. We're going to get it done, though.
Obviously.
Okay, easy to say. Melvin Gordon, apparently they're $2 to $3 million.
Who's holding out in Alvin Kamara?
No, Michael Thomas.
Oh, Michael. I didn't know that.
Melvin Gordon, apparently it's $2 to $3 million away. I mean, I don't know.
Is it just me or is Melvin just, he's great, but he's just not in that class yet to be like.
Well, he's four seasons in.
He's not, because he's always injured.
He's always injured.
He's four seasons in.
And Zeke is three seasons in.
And the interesting about Zeke is Jerry Jones today said
I'm not gonna address
that you don't need... You don't need a rushing champ to win a Super Bowl. Even though Emmitt Smith was.
I don't really understand that. I completely agree.
I kind of agree.
I said it last week. It's all about the O-line. The O-line makes the running back. We saw it all over the league last year. All over the league.
And the Cowboys have the best O-line.
So
He's thinking, I paid the O-line. You're going to pay a running back much more. Like, the premium on a running back is much more than an O-line. So he's probably thinking, I could get a stable O-line for years to come, or I'm just going to give this running back, Zeke, the house, and he could be done in 3 years. I mean, the amount of carries and the amount of wear on his body, it might not...
He's
a businessman.
He's three seasons in. Two, three. Two,
still, what's three. What's the average shelf life
he's
of a running back?
He's 3 years
in. Be his third year.
The real.
No. I think it's the fourth.
This will be his fourth year. Yeah. 2016, 17, 18, 19. And he sat out half a year.
This will be his fourth year, but what really shows how good that Dallas O-line is and how incredibly overrated I think a guy like Ezekiel Elliott is.
Rod Smith is how good
Dak Prescott looks just running through those holds. I'm not saying that he's not a good runner, but he –
That's more
touchdowns?
Of the scrambling. The truth is I will be surprised if Ezekiel Elliott is not in a Dallas Cowboys uniform come week one.
I agree.
He for sure will be. It's not the Le'Veon Bell situation. It's very different. It's not as toxic.
It really could be.
Would you make, if you're the Cowboys, would you make Dak a bigger priority than Zeke?
They already have.
I'm asking you.
I would not.
I thought you would.
No, I don't think that Dak, I think that Dak is also a product of an unbelievable O-line. I think that Dak has a lot of time to sit back in the pocket. And then
we
got to
get you an O-line jersey.
No, we really do.
You're all in on the O-line.
I really am.
Just O-line.
I came to this realization.
We're gonna get Sovereign jersey. Like, it's going to be like number 71 to 87. Just O-line.
So the 60s and 70s across the board. Yeah. You're just going to gather them up.
Then we're going to send you to Nashville. You're going to grab a fish, throw it on the ice. You're going to be hanging with the... with the Titans O-line, and...
You're still trying to get... Yep, this is a week one reference, I
believe. Yeah, it was.
And by week
those
one, I mean podcast episode one. I'm so into football, I'm going to go everything by weeks.
I have a question. Josh Allen is in a Dallas uniform. Is he any better or worse than Dak Prescott?
I think he's worse.
I have no idea.
Actually, I think Dak Prescott's worse.
You're selling me on a guy who's going into his second year. Granted, did some... wonderful things with the Buffalo Bills. If you want to call them that.
You support his Twitter now, huh?
Slightly.
Oh my God, you're sick, man.
Slightly.
That's disgusting.
I think it's very tough. Dak is. It's been a system.
Yeah.
You've had the Dak and Zeke combo.
That's what I'm saying. Josh Allen is.
Receivers. They
he's
lost
a scrambler.
Allen Hurns.
No, he's a scrambler. He has a good arm.
Apparently he's got the best arm. The guy throws it a fucking country mile.
Great, and Dak Prescott doesn't.
You like that fact?
Dak's good thing they signed Dak to a big deal.
I have a better question. Dak Prescott or Alex Smith?
Dak Prescott.
Alex Smith.
Healthy.
40, like, from 6 years ago
no,
when
he's
he
had, now.
When he sat out
Dak
the run
Prescott.
They had with Kaepernick.
You guys are
like,
underrating
no, I'm
Dak
saying, Prescott. I'm saying the...
In his prime.
I'm saying, I think that Alex Smith and Dak Prescott are very similar, except Alex Smith is a more accurate thrower. And No. What does Dak Prescott do?
I scramble.
He extends
much
players.
Better.
He's like a poor man's Russ Wilson.
Taking hits. I mean, not that you should be taking hits as quarterback because that's probably the dumbest thing you can do, but he does it. He lays it on the line, diving for the end zone, 2-point conversions, goal lines. The goal line package is so much different when you've got it's okay. If they don't hand it off to Zeke, well, then he could bootleg out. And then he could either run or he could pass. It's lethal. You need Ezekiel Elliott. There's no question.
But you also need Dak. I think it's a good...
Dak's locked up. Are you talking about his scenario?
Why are you yelling at me?
The only thing that I'll give
because
Dak...
Because I need Jerry Jones to pay
because
up
you're
already.
A moron.
I need Zeke out there. I'm not going into a fantasy
he's
draft.
Going out there. He's going out there. Relax. The only thing that I'm giving Dak Prescott is that
Zeke
he's a great pick. Leader.
Vic,
Dak
we're Prescott. Not taking Zeke.
If I'm the number one pick, I'm taking Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, no.
Are Saquon. You nuts?
Give me Saquon Maybe. Barkley.
You take Ezekiel Elliott over Saquon Barkley?
I take
yes.
Saquon 10.
How?
Yes.
How? How?
Preference.
What do you mean preference?
Shame on you.
It's dumb.
Some people would take Le'Veon Bell.
No,
they
one
wouldn't.
Would.
I'm telling you, there are people out there.
Yeah, morons.
Have you ever, those morons win your league.
Have you ever won a fantasy league in any sport?
Yes. Basketball twice.
Okay, have you ever won a fantasy league in football, and how many teams
not,
have you drafted?
Not in any league I'm in, Vic.
It was when you were in Tel Aviv 6 years ago. I took over a team. It was an expansion
good,
draft.
6 years ago.
And I took over a team. Hold on a second.
It was 8 years ago.
It was less.
It was
less.
8 years
Five.
Ago. It was 2011.
Sorry, when you were in Florence. Let me back it up a little. Excuse me.
The point is
the
that
point is,
you should not be trusted with your picks. You draft for everyone under the sun. I want to say that you've drafted over 100 leagues, and you've never won.
By the way, Vic.
Right, that's just not true.
You've never won a football
100?
League.
Your success
no? I've only been doing fantasy football competitively for...
Yeah. 10 years?
Maybe.
How many leagues
do
you do
a year? What are you saying? He smoked his first joint at 9.
True.
You've been in fantasy leagues since you were fucking 7.
Since you were in the 8th grade smoking newbies with your brother.
Some things come before others, you know. Some people are more advanced.
Hand jobs by 11. You were giving blowjobs by 13.
And blackouts at 16. So, yikes.
No, but seriously, you are...
I'm being... Okay, how many have you won?
None.
Okay.
I don't draft for other people, okay, though. Dude, I don't come.
The guy doesn't have a leg to stand on. He comes in, tells me, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, Ben, let's split a team.
I didn't say that
draft.
You asked me.
It's going to be great.
Unsolicited. We have a thing about unsolicited.
Yeah, it was
you came to me
idea.
And said, oh, I've hit this fantasy team. I don't know anything. What do I, who do I draft? I say Le'Veon Bell. But good thing I didn't tell you that last year.
Fellas, save it
Le'Veon
for the
Bell
Schmitz Fantasy
play.
League this season, all right?
Yep. Did we speak too soon?
Everlasting glory. That's going to be the most trash talk.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You could draft Le'Veon Bell.
I'm
going to
dump on all three of you.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell's going to have a great year.
Le'Veon Bell also issued an apology to all his fantasy owners today and said, I'm sorry we couldn't get it done. We're getting it done this year. Championship trophy emojis.
Too little, too late.
Tell me you're taking that guy.
Too little, too late.
He looks like he's going to be great. I'm not sure why he wouldn't be.
Why is he issuing an apology a year late?
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I guess because it's training camp, you know, the feels are starting to come back.
By the way, I will give him credit, though. That means he's thinking about others. Very selfless move. Classy move by Le'Veon Bell. Thinking about others.
No, I mean, he had one of those classic press conferences where it was like, I don't care if I touch the ball as long as we win. Like, if you don't touch the ball and you sit on the bench.
He's never said that in his life.
No, I swear to God,
there's no way Le'Veon Bell's ever said that.
I swear to God.
He said if it wins us the game.
If it wins us the game.
He doesn't even mean that.
He doesn't mean that at all. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those classic press conferences. No. I want to do what's best for the team.
No, you don't.
You want.
All right, there's a difference between I want to do what's best for the team, which means give me the ball 100 times,
that's
or
what
I want to do what's best for the team, I don't need the ball.
He answers the same thing with two. I mean, him saying what's best for the team, that's him saying give me the fucking ball because that's what's best for the team. That unless you want to hand it to Elijah McGuire, like, what is he, 5'3 or some shit?
He gets out there, you can't even tackle him. He's like a greased up
guy. You can't
even
see him. He's
just
like running
just
around.
You're never going to catch me.
Yep.
And
Elijah McGuire, hand the ball to Le'Veon Bell if you want to win some games. 6.5, I got the Jets at.
Over under 6.5?
Yeah.
Way over.
Way.
I think the Jets win 9 games minimum.
Well, apparently, minimum. Apparently Darnold's been whipping it
minimum.
In
let's
OTAs.
See. Let's see.
I really do. But
could we move on to the greatest sport?
Let's talk a little bit of basketball. The NBA is in a weird place. Previously, it's time for USA basketball. Everybody's really excited. We have the dream team. We have gold medal runs every year, every 4 years, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to play for USA basketball. I'm not sure if this is because of the current state of the U.S. or if it's because don't want to get injured because they don't get paid. I don't know what it is, but Anthony Davis, James Harden, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Tobias Harris, Bradley Beal.
I'll keep going. Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, well, obviously. Blake Griffin. Did you say Kyrie Irving?
No.
But by the way.
Did you say LeBron James?
No.
Did you say Kawhi Leonard?
Kevin Durant is hurt.
Did you say Paul Millsap?
No, we got it.
I said that. I said Kevin Durant.
No, but the point is.
But in years past, the USA camp the top tier talent has not always flocked to take part in what is not the Olympics. I mean, it's.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I haven't seen the talent on the USA.
Mitchell Robinson's
USA,
going to camp.
What do we call it? USA World Team?
No, this is depleted.
Because it's ass. If
it's
Mason
ass.
Plumlee, who most people can't even delineate between Mason, Miles, and Marshall, is on the USA team, then we're kind of fucked.
Especially because these European teams are just getting better and better and better and better.
You have a Laker on there, and his name isn't Anthony Davis nor LeBron James.
Who's on the team?
Kyle Kuzma.
By the way, good for Kuzma. He's probably going to...
Good for all these guys.
Good for Bam out of bio.
Such a weird
team. That was the last ad, I think. Donovan Mitchell. Okay, I'm fine with that. Chris Middleton.
The fact
Middleton,
that Mason Plumlee wasn't the last ad is really scary.
Drummond should have been on there.
He doesn't even start for the Nuggets.
But so if you don't join this team, can you still join the team for the Olympics?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
You can.
I think this is for these guys, middle-of-the-pack guys that are trying
to... This is for FIBA.
Fillers.
No, this is for the FIBA championship, though. Training camp starts in Vegas on, I believe, next Monday. This is just for the FIBA World Championships, which start, August 9th. What is it? You get to train for four?
Sure.
No, sorry.
Fellas,
that's
we
the
watch.
Blue versus white game.
Okay.
August 16th.
So then I'm going
to basically have 10 days to build chemistry.
Hold on, I'm going to take a step back. Vic, can we send you out to that blue versus white game on August 9th?
It depends where it is.
If it's in Vegas, you're there. Yep,
I'm there.
The Mac Pavilion.
But these guys get 10 days to work together. The thing with the teams before, when you had the Dream Team, the Redeem Team, and there was a was there another name, or they just stayed together and they just crushed everybody.
No, but that's what I was going to say. I'm going to take a step back. Is everybody overreacting to these players not playing in the FIBA championship when they can still join the Olympic team?
Right, but it's about this year. There was this whole, they built this culture, that Redeem Team and that Dream Team, Kobe and LeBron. It was repping USA.
Always, even
for your country.
Always. Every summer. That's why they always had those stats. Like, Kobe hasn't stopped playing ball since he was like 17. Like, Kobe's just played through every summer. Even LeBron, like, championship and then back into, you know, USA league play. You know what I think it is? Captain America's not invited, so I think the older guys are really taking a stance. No Melo, no way.
I mean, that would make sense too.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. But
how do you have a gold medal guy not invited?
Well, there
who's healthy and ready to play.
Wait, Melo? Well,
he won a gold medal.
He's the most winningest Olympian.
That's what I'm saying. You have a gold medal guy not invited.
Captain America.
He's not on a roster.
Who would have thought Captain America would be Patrick Reed and Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah.
You, the only person who will use those terms interchangeably. If there is an overreaction, it might be the talent. These guys are still really good. It's not like they're going to struggle like
who's
that 2004 team.
Who's the best player on this team?
The best player on this team?
I think it's Donovan Mitchell.
You have Kemba Walker, and you have Chris Middleton, Donovan Mitchell. I mean, here's your starting five for me.
I didn't see the other side of the pages that you printed out.
Of the booklet.
Thad Young? Come on, dude. This team's ass.
Here's your starting five. You ready?
By the way, Thad Young is where you draw the line at ass. Harrison Barnes being on an Olympic team.
He's always on this team, though. I feel like he's been grandfathered in.
He sucks.
By the way, this is a pretty good team. First of all, I don't know why Lowry's on here, because he may not even play with his injured thumb, or else he'd be in the starting
five.
Well,
he said yes, so he stands by his commitment.
All right, without Lowry, you've got Kemba. I think you go Donovan Mitchell. Maybe you do Chris Middleton. You go bigger lineup.
Kuzma.
Then you could put in Tatum. Drummond. Oh, God, this team's awful. I'm trying to find the silver lining here.
There is no
silver lining. And the fact that LeBron James isn't playing because he'd rather do layup lines at his son's AAU game and throw windmills off the backboard.
And Taco Tuesdays.
And do Taco Tuesdays and get wasted
on
Wine Wednesdays.
He's a really bad parent. He's just drunk and eating all the time. He's setting a bad example for Bronny.
Drunk, eating, and running in layup lines, doing windmills. Embarrassing all the other fathers. Just saying.
He's embarrassing himself.
He should be in camp.
What is he doing?
You think the other fathers are like, wow, LeBron's really making a fool of himself right now?
Definitely not. They're like, how do I get him to come to dinner?
And how do I jump like that at 39 or whatever? Like
everyone is so impressed. We're just such haters. I'm sure that being in that AAU building is electric.
They're probably like, why does the game have to start? Just let LeBron be playing. Hey, Bronny, get off the court. I want to see your dad.
That being said, Bronny is electric.
Yeah.
He's 14 years old.
I feel
throwing
like,
down
I feel
real
like
dunks.
6 months ago I was watching tape of him and like he couldn't even dunk, and now he's like
he's
crossing up guys and just getting there and
all these
yamming
guys dunk
it.
At 14.
I know.
I mean,
what is that? Whoa, what does that mean?
All these AAU kids, they're throwing it down at like 13.
Yeah, but he's a guard. Usually it takes the guards a little longer to dunk.
You know, you've
and usually like the guard but usually the guards become
your AAU stint.
Yeah, that's
you and Carmelo Anthony.
I brought the Wades into the system. I'm the reason why Zahari.
You're Zaire. You're Zaire Wade's pimp.
I just think I think it's a bit of a bad example.
What
for LeBron's antics. What? Why are you in layup lines with your son's team?
I want to know
what dad is doing.
Was the finals? No dad. Because
are you
no going to
be doing that?
Yeah, your dad.
You're going to be doing that. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be threes.
No.
I'm not going to be throwing down dunks. I mean, I don't want to embarrass the guys.
Someone's
got to
get in there and say,
sit down. You're not going
to sit down.
Suit and all.
No, it's cocky. By the way, does LeBron not think that the people there
know that he can
do that? Like he's...
No, they're
LeBron dunked!
They probably didn't know that LeBron James's dad was LeBron James.
Yeah, that's my favorite line. No, when LeBron James Jr. was like, they're like, why don't you wear the number 23? He's like, I don't want to be associated with my dad when I come into the league. I want to like do it all myself.
Love so that. I'm going to be number 613. Really yeah. pave the way for
what's his name?
Red
Havlicek.
Oh, Red Holtzman.
Who's Havlicek?
Red Holtzman.
John Havlicek.
Yeah, Red Holtzman, 613 for the mitzvot. God, it always comes back. Did you?
By the way, he could have kept coaching. You know the story behind that, right?
Please tell.
He won 613 games as a coach and then was like, yeah, I'm done.
Good.
Like dude.
Yeah, no, he spoke to God. God said enough.
Dude, keep coaching,
he
man.
He said enough.
You know, the same could be said about Kronk in high school. You know, it's 69 points. 69. And said,
yeah.
I'm just going to brick this last three, though, because then otherwise it's going
to
be 70.
Also he claims
that?
To only have fucked 69 girls, and then he found his girlfriend and said, I'm done.
There you go.
Hung it up.
Sure.
You know that, speaking of Gronk, do you know that he not spend one penny of his salary? He lived only off of endorsements.
Yep.
He didn't spend one penny of his salary.
By the way, you know how much he was making?
A lot of money.
No, just from the Tide ads alone.
He spent all of his endorsement money.
No, he didn't. He spent some of it.
Most
Maybe
of
he
it.
Spent all of it. He still kept $100 million in the bank. I think that's pretty impressive.
He was not making that much. I want you to look up.
I promise you that in the back of his career, he was making $14-15 million a year.
As you and Claudia are watching,
what is with this picture that you're painting?
No tight end gets $15 million.
The dog on the bed. You're looking up Gronk's income, and you're watching videos of Tyler Boyd speaking.
I'll do a small side wager with you. What? I $5 that he for sure made over $90 million in his career.
But we have to check that right now.
Okay.
$5.
All
right, Vic, keep talking.
Yeah, Vic, we're just gonna.
I don't know what tight end gets $15 million a year.
I don't know.
By the way, greatest player.
What was the other bet that you? I'm not gonna bring it back. Oh, you said somebody else would be chosen over Ben Simmons.
It was Nerlens Noel.
It was something fucking weird.
It was Nerlens Noel.
He signed a 6-year, $54 million contract.
Okay, that's nine.
No, there are four other years.
Yeah, his rookie deal, that was way less.
Like 2.1.
15 million.
Career earnings, $55 million. What are you, poor? God, and now I'm poor. I lost $5.
Maybe he's got a great 401k.
What the hell is Gronk doing in football? He should have played a different sport.
Yeah.
$55 million for the face of football over a 10-year Super Bowl career?
The face
Rob
of
Gronkowski.
Football. More than Tom Brady?
Not more than Tom Brady. Jesus, that sucks. Not more, though, than Jeremy Lin on the outside looking in saying, I feel like the game has given up on me. I want to quickly say before you jump in, because I see you're about to. Jeremy Lin, you're incredibly lucky to have had any kind of a career. You were not a great basketball player. You got to the Knicks at a very opportune moment, dropped 20-something on Kobe, and turned that into more money in career earnings than Rob Gronkowski. Now you can go, Jack.
I don't know where this whole thing came about. I mean, the guy just got a ring. I know that doesn't translate to money in your bank account, but
it does.
Like,
he can sell it for half a mil.
But let's go through Jeremy Lin a little bit. You have a Harvard degree. You played for the Knicks, signed with the Lakers, you sold jerseys across the globe, then you went to the Houston Rockets for a $40 million plus deal. I mean, dude, the game hasn't given up on you. You're just not that good. Yeah, you were the best third-string point guard last year, but Jeremy Lin, why the fuck are you crying? Charles Barkley would give a fucking nut to have that thing on that ring finger. I mean, you have an NBA championship
That's
ring.
That's fucking right.
Stop crying, man.
That's my thing.
$42 million with the
Rockets.
My
thing is the crying. I don't need you to be
crying. Don't need him to be crying. And at least you're in the fucking league. Think about Carmelo Anthony. How sad is it for him? Carmelo Anthony's a superstar. Can't get back in the league. Allen Iverson was a superstar. Got ousted. Sometimes it happens. Your time comes. The league turns on you. At least it turned on a guy that made $50+ million and sucked.
By the way, what does that mean, turned on him? Like, it's not like we're all, like, pointing at him and, like, nobody signed Jeremy Lin.
By the way,
like,
you're right. He tried to hop on the bandwagon of Melo.
Yeah,
it's a totally different situation.
His former teammate.
Acting like he was in the middle of the desert and, like, we had a bunch of water and just chose not to give it to him.
Totally.
Just let him sit there and starve.
That is
rot.
Yeah,
Lin's
rot. A Bible reference.
Just rot.
That is a...
And then while you're there, tossing some ripped clothes and some shackles.
By the way, he's
30. Like, and the keys, like, 5 feet away, but they would have to be passed to him.
He really is making it very... 30. Yeah, it's... It's not that sad.
He could do what Stephon Marbury did. Go play in China and just kill it. Get a statue made after
him. I know that's what he's thinking.
I'm pretty sure that he'd do well there.
I just didn't know the press conference yesterday, that all white, it looked like the Apple, what do they call it, the keynote?
It looked like
did not look like an NBA press conference. It looked like it was self-declared, self-whatever. It was a self-pity party.
It probably was.
And it's disgusting.
He probably said to his team, I want to come out and I want to be in the press today. I want to jump on.
What team? He's not on a team.
Totally. But no, but it's like.
How do you feel like someone's given up when you've played for five different organizations? How many teams? Rockets, Raptors, Lakers.
Knicks, Nets.
Okay.
We're already there. Hawks.
He's played everywhere.
If anything, the game's given you too many chances.
And he fucked up.
He didn't even really fuck up. I mean, he was the 12th man this year.
No, he was coming off the bench, getting some minutes with the Hawks, got traded to the Raptors. I know he got hurt somewhere in there.
He was hurt.
Guy got a ring.
He was hurt on the Nets for like 50 games, I think. Oh, yeah.
And got a huge deal with the Nets.
He got a huge... He made a lot of money.
What the fuck is he crying about?
And it's not
Jeremy Lin made a lot of
money. He was actually very good with the Nets. But yeah, he tore his ACL that first game.
Maybe he just needs to get in the gym with Chris Brickley.
I was just about to say, I find it very interesting that Jeremy Lin comes out and says that the game has given up on him right after Brickley says this about Melo. Brickley said he's easily better than 60-70% of the players in the NBA. He's saying that teams are saying that they're that afraid that he wants to be a starter, but that's not the case. Melo just wants to have a farewell season, do what D-Wade did, jersey swap. Jeremy Lin, you're not swapping jerseys with anyone. Stop riding the coattails of this news story.
I have a lot of problems with this.
I don't think this is the place to do that.
I've definitely got some damn problems. Let me get that out first. Hi, I'm Victor. I have some problems. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Victor. See you.
Chris, Carmelo Anthony pays Chris Brickley money to put him in shooting drills in a nice gym in Midtown that nobody can go into.
Oh, I've been there.
The
Summit.
No, 43rd and second. Excuse me. I'm not there yet.
God, you're in the old gym.
He pays him. So he's coming out here and saying what? He wants a farewell. Isn't this something a manager should be doing? An agent? Saying, I want a farewell tour. Wade only got the farewell tour because he went to Miami. Man. People are like, okay, this is it. D-Wade's done. The guy's given it his all. His three rings. One of the youngest finals MVPs. I don't like this. He wants to do what Wade did. Banana boat vibes there. There's something fishy about this whole thing. And if he's paying him to say this, then that's how he wants to spend his money.
I don't think he's paying him to say. So what is this guy works out with Melo on a week? What does this do? At least like a bi-weekly basis, and he sees what the guy still has left in the tank. I've been watching the whole Black Ops series that he's been throwing up on Instagram. Melo is a big time scorer still. I think he could give you some really good minutes off the bench. I think Melo is still he's a stubborn guy. I mean, he's one of the best scorers we've ever seen. He's been an all-star, I don't know how many times, maybe 10, 11. It's Carmelo Anthony. He doesn't want to come off the bench, but at a point, you either come off the bench or you sit your ass on the big three. Like, choose one, dude.
I want him back on the Knicks.
What?
Because the Knicks aren't going to do anything. Let him come in. Let him go to Denver.
How many old small forward power forwards do we need?
I just want him to have a last year.
Also, he's gonna come back and he's gonna be like, all right, I'm not signing for the veterans minimum. You're gonna have to let Reggie Bullock go, and you're gonna have to.
That's not true. Brickley's saying that every team is thinking that he needs to be a starter, and he's saying that's not true. He's not going to
the Knicks, a team that's not making the playoffs and not going to be a star. He should go to the Lakers. He should go to the... he was already on the Rockets.
Yeah, but it's not like a farewell tour.
I think he should go to the Portland Trailblazers.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a farewell
he's
tour
not
because
getting
you,
a for,
you have
farewell
a bunch
tour.
Of people saying, well, he could fit in here. He could fit
he's
in
been on
here.
Four
he could
teams.
Fit in there. If anything, he should be going back to Denver where he started.
That would be...
Forget
way,
about
a
ring.
That would be a nice
game. I mean, you actually do have a shot with the Nuggets anyways. Because
I think
how
Denver
or
Portland.
What is he going to get? 1 minute
first of all,
a game?
We said Portland 5 years ago when he was going to go to Oklahoma City.
And
my whole thing is you don't ask for a farewell tour. You get it.
But by the way, he didn't ask. So now we're saying Brickley asked. But Damian Lillard tweeted today, I don't know if it was in support of Melo, but like he was like, somebody hire Melo.
He said that?
Yeah, like somebody grab Melo. Hire him.
Like what? Be a part of his law firm? Somebody hire Mel over the paralegal position.
To rebound for the players. Hire that guy as a ball boy. But I think he'd be a nice fit out in Portland. I do like Denver. It depends on where Michael Porter Jr. is at, because if you got Michael Porter Jr. and Jeremy Grant, then
Denver's so deep. I want to back up to the
Clippers to come off.
I want to back up to the first part of the quote, which is, I mean, if you're going to say that someone's better than 60 to 70% of the talent in the NBA, right, is that true?
I think that Melo's better than almost every fifth guy on a team. That's what that means. Because you're 12 players of a team.
But the thing is, Melo, what's good about a fifth guy is that if he's not
he's not the head scorer, he's going to defend
12 your times best 30. Or second best scorer.
So you have 360 players. Is he better than
on a one-on-one? Yes,
300 players. Would he be top 60? Is he top 60?
No, because he can't defend half.
Victor, that was horrible.
He can't defend 70%.
Why would he be top 60? It's 60 to 70%. 60%
of the player better than 60 to 70%.
150 players.
Yeah.
If there's 360 players,
yes,
72. Better than 72 would be 80.
Let me get out my.
Dude, nothing to do. Is he better than 108?
Yes.
So then he's better than 70%.
Maybe the math was awful.
Yes.
No. Sorry. Is he top 108?
Top 110. Okay.
Yeah. Is he top 110? Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either. The thing with Brickley is all he does is these shooting drills. Right. Where's the defense? Sure, he drains 73s in a row. Steph Curry's going to be doing that until he's 85.
No, but the
Does that
thing
mean
is,
he's going to be better than...
Is, if you could do that, then you don't have to defend the best player on the other team. I don't think Melo has that step anymore, but I think Melo coming off the bench, playing against other bench guys, and having to defend other bench guys, he could give you 16 to 18 points. I mean, he could be a really strong piece off the bench. I'm struggling with my glasses.
He's 37. I'm going to leave it at that. He's 37.
But he's a fucking stud. It's Carmelo Anthony.
We could talk about Melo all day, as he is probably the second most, actually third most dysfunctional person in New York right now, behind the Knicks and the New York Mets.
Hate to say it, although the Knicks are like a corporate entity, I wouldn't call them a person.
They are dysfunctional.
I think legally, actually, they're a person. But yeah, keep going.
You okay? They're dysfunctional. The Mets are more dysfunctional. The Mets put Noah Syndergaard on the trading block.
Weird.
And didn't trade him.
Thor, and why'd they get Marcus
Stroman? Stroman's great. The Yankees were looking for him. Because the Mets are trying to clearly make a playoff push. They're only like 10 to 15 games back.
Five below.
Yeah, they could. They have time.
They have time.
That's the thing with baseball. You always have time.
Do they really have time, though?
They have time. Their offense is good. They needed pitching. But this is the second time in 6 months that you're putting Syndergaard, who is an ace. He's having a rough year. But aces have rough years. The guy throws 100 miles an hour. On a dime. Amazing young pitcher. And he's
still young.
And he's unhappy. Yeah, 25.
Really? These guys don't age.
No.
How old is Zach Wheeler?
So early.
14?
Zach Wheeler's no longer relevant.
But he's on the trading block too.
Good, as he should be. Noah Syndergaard shouldn't be on the trading block. And now he's upset. And
where's DeGrom? How's DeGrom doing?
He's doing all right.
He's doing great.
Well.
But he's still in the Mets and he's healthy,
four
right?
Great
I know
pitchers.
Sometimes
he's healthy.
Sometimes he likes to take a little vacation, hurt his elbow.
No, the thing with DeGrom is always he is such a good pitcher, but the Mets can't win him games. They can't help him. If the call was always if DeGrom went to the Yankees, the guy would win 20 plus games a year. Instead, he's on the Mets, and so he goes 8-12 with a 2 ERA.
And is still considered for the Cy Young.
Yeah, as he should be. But the Yankees and Red Sox missing out on Stroman is that a cause for concern? People are saying that the Yankees are like, it's funny because they have the best record in baseball and are almost a shoo-in to win the World Series.
Hey, let's back it up because if you just watch the series,
it was
they
a great series
had,
of the Red Sox.
It was, but
clearly they both could use a pitcher.
You could call it great with runs. This was basically like the London series doubled. Double it.
Yep.
That was fun, by the way.
It really was.
We had a good time out in London.
We did. But the pitching was horrible. And even Chapman last night was struggling. What they should have had wrapped up, they didn't have wrapped up. There's a ton of concern. There's only a few guys that are out there right now. Trevor Bauer being the lead, although he just took a ball from...
Yeah.
By the way, he took a ball. He was standing on the pitching mound, got upset, somehow cleared the center field fence. Is that like something that baseball players can do because incredible. Of like long toss when they're warming up for the games?
Did you see the instant apology? Like as the ball was flying, I'm sorry, Terry. My bad. Like
he's lucky that he didn't tear something. Yeah. That throw is way too long.
Clearly,
he's
done it. His teammates like clear. Like they thought. First of all, they think he's that psycho that he might throw the ball at them. Yeah. This is the same guy that cut his hand on a drone.
He's,
do you remember that?
I don't. I do not remember that.
I don't.
It's like in the playoffs 3 years ago. He cut his hand on a drone. He's flying a drone the day that he was supposed to pitch.
Maybe against the Yankees.
Sounds like a moron.
Yeah, I don't know. We were supposed to lose that series and we won. The Yankees need an ace. And apparently Trevor Bauer, there's this guy from the Diamondbacks, Ray. Supposed to be good.
Ray.
I don't know. I didn't get the first. It's either the first or the second.
Robbie Ray's good.
The point is that now there isn't a ton out there. Everyone said they had to get Stroman. You got to get Stroman. The Jays are asking for too much. Madison Bumgarner's out there, a guy who's got a lot of experience with the Giants.
They're going to hold on.
They got to get somebody.
Yeah, but who knows? It's like when you watch these Yankees-Red Sox series, it's very difficult because both ballparks are hitters' ballparks. You hit the ball to the left over the Green Monster. That's a short pop out in any other stadium. You hit the ball to left or right in Yankee Stadium. That's also a short pop out in any other stadium. So these guys are coming from bigger ballparks, and they're coming to the Yankees, and they're struggling, and they're coming to the Red Sox, and they're struggling. I don't know what the fix is.
I mean, I'm worried down the line about the Astros because they've got it all figured out, and they've got hitting, and they've got pitching. And they're elite, and that's the real contender the Yankees have to go against if they want to get to the big show. I wish it was a shoo-in, but it doesn't feel like it right now.
I think we'll get there, Rick. Give the
Yankees need it.
We have historically the best offense.
And they have 2 days to get a trade deadline.
They either
done.
Have to build the bullpen or get another starting pitch.
Usually baseball is not an exciting trade deadline.
But this happens.
Because,
I'm
years past,
you're
able to do something which I don't think many people know. You were able to, like, defer decisions on, like, a trade. Like, if you had a trade, like, ready
locked
to go,
up.
You could, like, move it back a week. There's none of that this year. It's either you get it done on the 31st, or you don't get it
that's
done at all.
That's weird. What
right?
does that even mean?
Like, you imagine if, like,
deadline?
The Thunder were like, I don't know if we want to trade Westbrook right now. I mean, let's wait a week.
Yeah, it's weird.
Let's see what happens.
So what is considered, like,
Now it's like either you get it done or you do
good,
not get it
because
done.
Because what the fuck is in the pipeline? We kind of have a deal in the works.
I don't
Maybe
know.
We'll decide next
Maybe
month.
Maybe physical's pending. I think there's a lot of things with players to be named later with farm systems
I like
in baseball.
That. We love that.
There's a lot going on there.
We love that.
Big fans.
Packages.
Big fans. Yeah. Trades Draft are fun. Picks. I hope it's an exciting trade line. The Yankees can pull something off.
Yeah. Trades,
I'll be happy.
Trades unruly fans.
It's you lose a lot of good men out there. Yeah, and it's right, sad man. Because you think a team that's 66 and or 67 and 39, whatever it is, best record in baseball, shouldn't have a worry. Hakuna Matata. You don't got that right now.
They don't have a worry. Honestly, I think everybody's overreacting.
And you say it now, and then when it comes fall, and they go, why didn't they get a pitcher?
Food for thought.
I think that they're going to be okay. Earlier today, we turned to our DMs and asked our question of the week, what is your favorite video game of all time and on which console?
Can I just give a little background on why we posed this today? So over the weekend at Arthur Ashe Stadium, where the U.S. Open is held, they had the eSports, what were they calling it, World Cup?
Yeah, this is the Fortnite Cup.
The Fortnite Cup, and the winner, and there was a duo, so there was a team competition. Both the single and each of the duos, the tandem, took them $3 million. Each. That is some purse. And to
it's
put
a lot
that in
of
perspective.
And that's not the purse, by the way.
That's just
first
three.
Prize.
First yeah, for those three
that's,
people.
That's what people that's aren't the, even talking yeah. about. People are like, oh, the $3 million is far more than Tiger Woods. The fifth place guy, I saw a video
grand.
Of 900 grand.
Insane.
Of him crying with
and
his
he was
dad.
Like 12.
13 years old.
Fucking asshole.
Asshole.
By the way, you see how much that kid weighed? Like 75 pounds.
Yeah, he's 13. I weighed 190 pounds at 13. I don't know why I looked at you like 75 was normal for
yeah,
a 13-year-old.
Yeah, 75 is very normal. 75, but me, I'm 190.
75 is very normal.
So yeah, that's where today's question came about. Very relevant. And just to put that in perspective, Shane Lowry, who just won the British Open, $1.9 million. And that's golf. And that's a major. So...
Well, the good news is if you win the FedEx Cup, you get 15.
Better start putting
after a whole year, not just one day.
Better start putting an Xbox controller in your kids' hands right when they shoot out of the womb, because it's the money maker.
We missed that boat, so you got a kid out there.
It's the same. It's the same thing. We've been playing video games forever. We're not good.
Well, we could be.
No, we couldn't be. Just like we couldn't be in the NBA. There are people that are just that good at something.
I decided you're just muddying the waters.
It's video games, real life. Some people are born with it. Some people are not, and some people can just pick up a controller.
What was your favorite video game growing up, and on what console, Vic?
Favorite? I would like to break this down into two categories, if I may. There's the classics, the ones that you can just never play ever again.
Yep.
I'm talking like Sega Genesis, Madden 95.
Unbelievable.
Like when it was like kicking a field goal is like the hardest thing. You had to use power, then aim, and it was like a little back and forth. What my cousin used to bring out the Sega Genesis, it was amazing.
By the way, you are so
mature. You can't
get
him anymore. You can't get him anymore.
You are such a mature 7-year-old.
My favorite game, though, it's a tie between 2K and NCAA football. Because NCAA football, you were able to do the Heisman mode, you create a player, you win a trophy, you get deals. Jack is saying, what's my game? You don't got one. Yeah, do you have one?
I had a game. It was Mario Kart on Nintendo.
The classics.
I remember so I held the joystick with my thumb and my index finger, and I was at a buddy's house, and I snapped the joystick right off the controller.
You never were good at video games.
Pow, right in the kisser.
I was good at Mario Kart. How about you? I saw you always had the same chair. It was in your parents' living room. It was where you'd sit for while we'd play 2K.
And then
you just, that was your tug chair.
You're doing a jerking motion.
Jesus, what are you talking about? Of course it's different chairs.
No, that was the same chair.
No, you'd see it. By the way, we're not talking about this on this show. That's more of a rated R, but we can talk about it another time.
That's on our Patreon. That's on, what's it called? The Patreon?
That actually goes into the NC-17 family.
NC-17 family.
Did you ever see an NC-17 movie?
Of course. Let me go. NBA 2K, the greatest game of all time. I still remember when I got the first one, Allen Iverson on the cover, 2000 or 1999.
By definition, it was 2K.
Yeah, totally. year 2000. I've been playing that game for almost 20 years, and I'm obsessed with it.
Wow, we're old.
We are old. I want to go to the DMs because some of them are really good.
We got some good ones.
And there are a bunch of things Hanmitche,
11, said, GoldenEye on N64. That was a really good
game. That's why I said in the beginning. That's probably the only shooting game I ever played.
It's an all-timer.
I got to give a shout-out to Jackie Two Heart for including her husband in on this. So she wrote, husband, at Rise the Limit. He says Streets of Rage 2 Sega Genesis.
Sega!
Is that a fighting game or is that like NFL?
I have
NFL
no
Street?
Idea.
I like the thing that's like Street NFL Fighters. No. But speaking of NFL Street, we had two people. We had at Karen Dorf and at Aaron Yog. They had different systems where they both said NBA Street.
Great
to be able to do the rolling move where you... I don't know how you did it. You looked like the coolest person in the world.
We can't shake this Aaron Yog kid, huh?
We just can't.
I was never able to do any of those fancy moves. Those were the
Again,
kids
it
that
took
like
time.
Studied the cheat
code. You see?
You're right. Yeah.
If you gave the time, you might have won $100,000 back in 2002 when they weren't really doing these.
Totally.
By the way, some of the consoles that we've been alive for, remember the Wii? It came out. It's like, it's exercise in your living room.
Did anyone say Dreamcast?
No, but my favorite is there are a lot of GameCubers. GameCube was a great system.
It was so tiny.
It was a great
system. My problem was the amount of buttons that were on it. And he had like the little yellow joystick, but then there was another joystick.
You know what I thought was the worst game of all time? Paper Mario. Do you remember that?
Awful.
Right? What was it? It was like, we need something to hold us over until the next Mario party.
Awful.
Let's throw in Paper Mario.
Best game ever. From Katie Hildy. So impressed. SSX Tricky.
Oh my God.
The best game ever.
Give her a follow.
Someone here did say good. Someone did say Crazy Taxi.
It's trick to rock around. To rock around. That's right on time. It's tricky.
Trick, 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 trick.
Also the best movie ever, White Chicks.
I see a couple MVP baseballs.
We did have a Dreamcast. At Kelly Eliza Smith, Crazy Taxi.
Oh,
on Dreamcast. I don't know why she wrote LOL, though. Like, it took your whole...
Totally.
Isn't Crazy Taxi...
What are you laughing at?
That's important. What's her name?
What are you laughing at? At Kelly, Eliza, and Eliza with an E.
Eliza. What's funny about that? This is a very serious show.
Kelly Eliza Smith. Kelly Eliza Smith.
Eliza.
Kelly Eliza Smith.
What's so funny.
By the way, Crazy Taxi's a bar game. Right? It's in the Deer Hunter. It's in the Deer Hunter category.
It's also in that electronic horse racing.
One of the people you got to watch. If they're playing Crazy Taxi, you got to keep
an eye on
those.
And the fishing game. Remember the fishing one?
Bass Pro.
Call to Marlin.
Bass Pro. Bass Pro.
A lot of fun.
Lot of fun. Well, that's our show, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, you can follow us on our Instagram at The Schwitz. You can request to join our private Facebook group called The Schwitzers. We are accepting people a couple of times a week. There's honestly a wait list, and it's really popping off.
It's absolutely live right now. Who would have known that July would pop off like this? But we're loving it. Everyone's having a blast. We're gonna schedule a little meet and greet.
We are. It's getting great in there. You can also follow us. I don't know why I keep plugging it, but our Twitter at the Schwitzpod that is continuously under renovation, and
we're still looking for
an intern.
Yeah, we are.
Still,
we
just
are.
One. There can only be one
lucky intern.
One single intern.
Alone.
One single intern.
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna go get a new shirt, and I'll see you next week.
Good as always. I'm Ben at Boy with No Job.
I'm Jack at Jack Not John,
and I'm Vic at V Web. Schwitz it up.
Schwitz season.